I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Arrests by ICE in San Francisco spark alarm. A new city builder in rural Solano County makes a bid for in-town property. A mass shooter could get the death penalty in San Mateo County. And the U.S. Navy ship Harvey Milk may lose its name. On Thursday, at least 15 people were detained during routine immigration check-ins in San Francisco. Immigrant advocates say they think the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's office is trying to meet arrest quotas by targeting people who show up voluntarily to scheduled check-ins and appointments at the U.S. Immigration Office in order to stay in compliance with the law. Millie Atkinson of the Justice and Diversity Center said those detained had no criminal records and posed no flight risk. U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi condemned the actions as outrageous and unforgivable. Advocates said three mothers with children slept overnight on the floor in the offices. They were later transferred to Kern County's Golden State Annex ICE Detention Center and to the Dilley Immigration Processing Center in Texas. The California Forever development firm has made an unsolicited offer to buy a downtown block in Susan City near Fairfield. The developer is trying to build a new city from scratch in the open land near Travis Air Force Base in Solano County. The company offered the city $1.5 million for a Main Street parcel containing a 19th-century ranch house that's fallen into disrepair. They also offered to buy the adjacent Susan Harbor Theater, bumping in an extra $55,000 to support local fireworks and other public events. On Tuesday, the City Council will discuss potentially annexing up to 20,000 acres of the new city over 40 years. Susan City Manager Brett Prabula said, "If we grow by 10,000 people in 10 years, I'll be a happy camper." The company is also pursuing the purchase of a shipbuilding facility in the unincorporated Bayfront community of Collinsville. San Mateo District Attorney Stephen Wagstaff will seek the death penalty against Xunli Zhao. Zhao is accused of killing seven people in a 2023 mass shooting in Half Moon Bay. California has held a moratorium on executions since 2019. Its last execution was 2006. Citing recent voter support for capital punishment, Wagstaff said the death penalty remains a legal option. Zhao, a 68-year-old farmer who allegedly killed co-workers over a workplace dispute, remains in custody without bail. He will return to court August 6th. According to the news site military.com, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered the name Harvey Milk to be stripped from a U.S. Navy vessel. It said the timing of the announcement during Pride Month was intentional. Launched in 2021, the USNS Harvey Milk honors the slain San Francisco supervisor. He was a Navy veteran and California's first openly gay elected official. Milk was assassinated in 1978 by a former supervisor. The renaming drew condemnation from local leaders. Senator Scott Wiener called it an attack on LGBTQ veterans. Senator Alex Padilla said, "Milk's legacy will not be erased." Hegseth has drawn fire for dismissing black and female military leaders. In May, the Pentagon began barring transgender service members. And on Tuesday, the Marin County Board of Supervisors will begin to consider selections for its Civilian Oversight Commission. The job of the 9-member commission will be to review and report on the policies, operations, and complaints in the sheriff's office. It'll also help hire an inspector general. Candidates must demonstrate a commitment to public service. Some positions require law enforcement experience. Applications for the Civilian Oversight Commission can be found on the Marin County website. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.